Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. Coming up on today's show, why aren't so-called feminists speaking out about the savage rape and torture and murder of women during the Hamas attack in Israel? Dr. Phyllis Scheffler spent the first part of her life as a bride in Afghanistan and joins us later. And are we living in the end times? Pastor Anthony Thomas shares his prophetic vision. And Freedom Foundation attorney Allison Beatty is here to talk about helping teachers who feel trapped in unions establish an independent coalition. And then, of course, we always end with something to make you smile. So stay tuned for that. But first, if you lived through the 80s, chances are you spent your Friday nights watching this.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves.
Good old boys using bows and arrows against corrupt elite. What's not to love? The actor who played Bo Duke in the 80s is still making waves with the new release of an album and a book still touching the heart of the average American. And he joins us live now, actor, filmmaker, musician John Schneider. John, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, it's a delight to be here. Finally. I love your show. I love your perspective. Yes, finally. Folks, we've been trying to have this conversation for a long time.
Yeah. I was texting with your wife, and I'm so sorry about her passing, John.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I tell you what. But out of great adversity comes great, not only great strength, but like Trump said, we are the ones who change the world.
That's right.
We have to. And I tell you what, something I was not expecting. I've always been very bold and very, very upfront with my faith and upfront with my patriotism. Always. I just can't help it. But when Alicia passed away, my entire fear of death went away. So I am now not only an American and a patriot and a warrior, but I'm an American and a patriot and a warrior that you cannot hurt by threatening me with death, because Bring it on. Yep. So there is a true warrior spirit that happens after the biggest devastation of your life. If you survive it, something changes in you. And I am so much stronger. I am so much more patriotic. I am so much more bullheaded than I've ever been. And I'm from Mount Kisco, New York. So I was born pretty bullheaded to start with.
Well, and you have a new album. Tell us about that. I know this probably inspired you to create some music. Tell us about your new album.
Well, when my sweet smile passed away on February 21st, she was in the process of writing a book, but I'll talk about that in a minute. I believe God told me right after this happened, you need to do two things. Of course, you're going to grieve, and grief is something that never goes away, but you just get more able to carry it. But you're going to finish her book, and you're going to get together with some of your great singer-songwriter friends in Nashville, and you're going to write a tribute album, first and foremost, to your bride, but secondly, to everyone who has ever lost a spouse, because what they need more than anything, they need to know that they're not the only ones who feel this way. So on this album, it's entirely inspired by incredible love, which turns into incredible grief if you lose that person, that then turns into joy unimaginable when I get to heaven, when I have a reunion with Alicia. That is going to be in the joy of that is going to be in proportion to the grief I'm feeling now. Mm-hmm. So there are songs on here like Somewhere Down the Road, which is when I'll see Alicia again. I know we'll be laughing and holding hands, and you, my smile, will light the flame back in my heart again, somewhere down the road. There's songs in here like Why Did You Leave Me Here, which are questions we have for God. You know, if you gave her wings, would it have been too difficult to take me with her? These are things that all who grieve, and I mean really grieve, these are questions we all have. What could I have done differently? There's a song on here called What If I? And what if I this? What if we that? What if they? Well, never mind. What if, why didn't it just go away? All the what ifs in the world won't change a thing because people don't know how it hurts to let go. But what if I? So this album was entirely inspired by God to take the single worst situation I will ever have in my life and turn it into something good and something positive for the kingdom in general, but specifically for those who are grieving great, great loss. This isn't the poster I wanted to be on, but it's the poster I'm on. So I'm going to make the very, very best of it. Because wow. God and Alicia demand it, not That's expect. Right. They demand it.
They, yep. And God's not finished with you yet. You've got a lot of work to do. And I want to hear about the book that you and Alicia co-wrote.
Well, when Alicia was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 5 years ago, she took charge of her own diagnosis. And we beat it. We in 6 months, she had a clear PET scan. So she started writing this book then. And then when cancer came back, she worked even more feverishly on it. She was about 90% done when she went on to her reward. So as I said, when that happened, February 21st of this year, God basically tapped me on the shoulder and said, you're going to do these two things. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to finish the book in the driver's seat. Because people who are going through this need to read her wisdom because I gave it to her. So this book is something, it talks about living with no regrets. And those two people you see there on the screen lived life to its fullest, and we have no regrets. Every decision that we made that turned out to be a good one, we made together. No regrets. Every decision we made that turned out to be a bad one, we made together. No regrets. You have to live life that way in order to continue to move forward, to move the ball forward, and to continue fighting for the kingdom specifically and for our great country. You know, we have got to not, we cannot give in to the people who have basically sold our country to our enemies. We've got to continue to fight them. We've got to fight them fairly, if necessary. And if not, we need to be ready to roll up our sleeves and take our country back.
Yeah, I agree. Well, they're not fighting fairly, so maybe we shouldn't either. But thank you, John.
You know, but it's just in our nature. It's in our nature, and yes. they use that against us. I'm a fair person. I'm a trustworthy person. So I always approach people in a spirit of fairness, and my default mechanism is to trust people. And because of that, it's used against me quite often. But Alicia and I, a year ago, started singing the song this way. For it's one strike, you're out at the old ball game. So, you know, we have to be wise. And that's what I think God is calling us all to be right now. We have to be tough. We have to be ready. We have to be wise. We have to expect the best, but prepare for the worst. And that will serve us well.
Well, so, John... Thank you so much for sharing this information. You're right, it can help so many other people. How can they get your album and your book?
You can get a hold of it by going to johnschneiderstudios.com. johnschneiderstudios.com. We've got a bunch of wonderful things in there. Alicia Ware. We have all kinds of music, but what I'd really like you to do is grab a hold of the book in the driver's seat and grab a hold of the brand new album CD called We're Still Us, because we are. We're still us. There it is right there. There's my beautiful smile.
It.
Right there.
What
right
a beautiful
there.
Picture. John Schneider, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I appreciate it. And hopefully
we'll
be in touch.
God bless you. Merry Christmas. Love to Ted.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. Have you been feeling a little off lately? Headaches, dizziness, short-term memory loss? EMF radiation could be making you sick. Thankfully, there is a solution. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing your body harm. Get the Faraday bags at SparrowGear.com. Just go to SparrowGear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's SparrowGear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. Guys, this is serious stuff. What's going on in the air, soil, and water, I honestly believe they're trying to kill us. So protect yourself and shop with other patriots at SparrowGear.com. And again, use the promo code FAITH. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Want to hit the bullseye this holiday, but you don't know what gifts to give your friends and family? Give them the gift of food this holiday with our all-American grass-fed steaks. They're so delicious and without chemicals and antibiotics and pesticides or mRNA. Ted and I love them. And you know what? I'll bet you will too. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Go right now because supplies don't last forever. switchtoamericawithshemaine.com.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Our next guest, Dr. Phyllis Chesler, spent the first part of her life as a bride in Afghanistan, and she's spent years since trying to save other women from similar plights. She joins us live now. Phyllis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And what I wanted to say was I deeply appreciate the Coalition of Faith sending a letter to Senator Chuck Schumer on behalf of Israel. And it's a very important alliance between Jews and Christians.
Phyllis, why do you think, this is what I really want to talk to you about, is why do you think that so-called progressives and feminists are failing to really denounce Hamas and call them out for their brutality and their lies and their rape? Why is that?
It is so, so shameful. It's because they've been indoctrinated into a belief system that privileges identity over sex-based rights, transgender identity over woman's sex-based reality, and they have been Stalinized and Palestinianized so that they are more obsessed with a country that doesn't exist, that they claim is allegedly occupied, than they are with the occupation of women's bodies in Gaza and on the British West Bank, where they are being forced to veil, on a good day, you know, they're forced to veil, child marriage, polygamy, honor killing. This is what real feminists would note, and a real feminist or progressive would denounce Hamas's atrocious barbarism as the more and more details come out. It is really graphic and surreal. And the bottom line is at Me Too, yes, we believe, but not if you're a Jew. And so this is outright rabid. It's not just Jew hatred, anti-Semitism, but it's cowardice. It's conformity. It's a fear of going against the herd view that America is the big Satan, Israel is the little Satan. This is a complete betrayal of American foreign policy vis-a-vis Iran, and whom we're funding and appeasing. And Israel is now fighting on our behalf, on behalf of Western civilization. So the feminists, to my sorrow, to my shame, and progressives and public intellectuals and human rights organizations and the United Nations, of course, hesitate to condemn Hamas because they are Muslim men of color who claim that they've been occupied. And this is a sacred mission to be against occupiers, colonizers, and so on. So in a nutshell, this very reductive way, and by the way, I was privileged to co-lead a grassroots group that rescued about 400 women from Afghanistan. And trust me, the feminist icons were not part of this heavy lifting and don't much pay attention that the victims of Muslim men of color are Muslim women of color. It's quite a disconnect.
You have an incredible story. Talk about that and your book as well.
Okay, An American Bride in Kabul. Well, I fell in love with a sophisticated young Afghan man. I had no idea what the truth was about Afghanistan. And we went there together a long time ago, before the Taliban. And I discovered that my father-in-law had three wives and 21 children, and I was expected to live with my mother-in-law. And she didn't much like me because I wasn't Afghan and I wasn't Muslim. And that's where I learned lesson one about Islamist views or Islamic views against infidels. And she tried to convert me to Islam every single day. But that's not as important as how I saw the mistreatment of female servants. And then the women in their burqas stumbling, barely able to see, no peripheral vision, claustrophobic, the Afghan burqa. And when I came home and said, this is horrifying, they said, oh, you Americans are hysterical. You don't know what you're looking at. And I do know what I'm looking at. And I did go on to conduct four studies about honor killing, which I first heard about when I was in Afghanistan. It's femicide. And a girl or a woman can be accused falsely of seeing a boy or seeing a non-Muslim boy or having non-Muslim girlfriends or wanting to go to school. It goes on and on, the infringements that are tabooed, and her family will kill her. I have a collection of these writings in New English Review Press, the wonderful Rebecca Bynum, published it. It's about honor killing, a family conspiracy. And Americans and Westerners don't want to believe that one culture can be different than another, that not all cultures are the same, that not all cultures are equal or like us, and that there is and it's not our fault. Nobody ever colonized Afghanistan. And the cruelty and the torture, just routine, normalized there before the Taliban, after the Taliban, is something that Westerners simply don't want to understand.
You're right. It's like we've got the blindfolds on and we don't want to see that. But that happens a lot. And isn't it true that in honor killing, sometimes the family has to watch? It's kind of a lesson.
Well, no, they perpetrated. What do you mean have to watch? And the women play a significant role. They will collaborate and conspire with the men of the family. Listen, who does she think she is? She has to be stopped. If she continues this way, if she refuses to marry her first cousin, if she wants to leave this very violent marriage, then our other girls won't find marriage mates. You have to get rid of her. So the women can be part of it that way. In some instances in India, Hindu women have a hands-on role in the murder of their daughters. Inconceivable here. And it's mainly men who perpetrate this, but it's a family conspiracy. That's why I called it, that's why I titled the book A Family Conspiracy, Honor Killing.
Well, Phyllis, I am so grateful to be able to talk to you about this today. This is an important topic that people, Americans especially, need to know about, especially right now, what's going on in Israel. It's just astounding to me that people aren't getting it. They look at the news and they don't see really what's going on. And I'm so grateful for you. How can people get your book?
Probably online. And I would recommend An American Bride in Kabul. I'd recommend The New Anti-Semitism as well. And my website, phyllis-chesler.com, which archives my articles. And Israel is bearing the burden now of all of Western civilization. And the demonstrators in America who are globalizing the Intifada are calling out for the death of the Jews and the death of the West. It is an era, in fact, a troubling, troubling time where I see the beginnings of World War III becoming clearer and closer. And I see the more than half in love with easeful death and the glorification of violence, of barbarism, as number one priority for America to handle.
Yeah. From the river to the sea only means one thing.
Yeah. Extermination of the Jews. And when you talk to people, they don't know which river it is or what sea it is. They're just led blindly and dangerously. And I wonder if there'll ever come a time when they'll stop, when they'll regret it. I mean, we've seen that the level of public looting, rioting, Black Lives Matter style, then pandemic era style, has now become an intifada, which is barbarism and death cultism. I mean, I began thinking, my God, this is Voldemort at work. And that's another thing, as you know, progressives don't believe in evil. They think that Israel must have done something wrong. And that's why the very good people of the terrorist organization, funded by Hamas, funded by Iran, as Hezbollah is, they're a resistance movement. They're righteous. What they're doing is called for.
Yeah. Well, right. Phyllis, thank you so much for bringing this to light. I hope I can get you to come back on again soon. Everybody go out and get her book. Phyllis, thank you so much. God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless you as well. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. The apples in the holiday pies that we eat, the apple pies taste amazing. But you know, it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables that we need. If you want to help prevent heart disease, lower your blood pressure and cholesterol, you need to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which is almost impossible. I mean, I don't do that. Do you? Check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. The holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those fruits and veggies. And guess what? It tastes amazing. Get started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code FREEDOM. That's promo code FREEDOM at fieldofgreens.com. Well, it's December, and people seem to be more focused on buying the perfect gift, the perfect wrapping paper, and what they're going to wear at the Christmas party than what they should be focused on, and it's the reason for the season. This particular season feels a little bit different. There are wars and rumors of wars, and one particular war is critical. A war on Christianity. Here to discuss, Pastor Anthony Thomas. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi, Shemaine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
I was watching your sermon, and by the way, it's on YouTube. If people want to watch it, they can search Tip of the Spear Church on YouTube and watch all your sermons. But in this past week's message, you started out with a prayer that God will know his people. Can you explain? Yeah.
The Apostle Paul said that I might know him. And so the thing is, in our journey with Christ, we know only Christ to the capacity that we've walked with him. And one of the most beautiful things on this journey is not only getting to know God, obviously God knows everything about us in his foreknowledge, but there's something very different about when we walk with God. And that was one of the things going all the way back in our lineage to Abraham, the father of faith. He walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Moses walked with God. David walked with God. And obviously Jesus Christ himself walked with God the Father. So one of the great things is not only us getting to know Christ and our journey and walking with him, but him getting the opportunity to experientially walk with us. And it's a beautiful journey together.
Absolutely. It is. It really is. And I'm so grateful for that. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." How does that, Pastor Anthony, apply to us in this season?
Okay. Well, I want to share. I have a different friends that I consider have high level sensitivity to what's going on in the spirit realm, because there's a natural realm and there's a spiritual plane, and we fight from both battles. And they sent me a message just saying two nights ago, high alert, you're in occupied territory. And it gave an update saying what's been done will be done again, and there's nothing new under the sun. Brace for impact. Obviously, that's a very sobering word. And I came to this passage. You had asked me to share a few days ago on this this time, and God gave me this passage last night. So it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." That word devour means to literally swallow up or drink whole. And it says, "Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." So I believe this right now, Shemaine. We are in a very dangerous season right now, naturally and spiritually. These are not times to be asleep. So when this scripture says, "Be sober, be vigilant," and it talks about an enemy that goes about, notice it says, like a roaring lion. There's only one lion, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But this scripture tells us that the enemy, Jesus said himself, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if you and I were walking in a landscape where a roaring lion was walking around, we would obviously pay attention to our surroundings. We live in those times right now. I have a strong sense in my spirit that there is very different evil things that have been planned in this season. And we have to be very vigilant, not only naturally as we should. What does that mean? That means you need to know your surroundings. You need to be in prayer where you go certain places. And if the Holy Spirit tells you not to go someplace for a certain reason, we just have to trust him. We don't always understand the why. I had a gentleman just a week ago. I was driving during the day, and probably 30 seconds before I got there, got hit by a vehicle and died in the middle of the street. And it was a very horrific situation, and prayed. We contended for this man's life. a 37-year-old guy. And I sat there and I thought, man, a few minutes later, that could have been me. So you look and go, God knows what's going on. And the other thing is this, we have a unique time right now where evil spirits and evil people have come in collusion together. And so we can absolutely stand. This is not a message to make people afraid. I'm not a fearful person. I do try to be wise and I try to be discerning. And I understand, as the Bible says, redeem the time for the days are evil. We live in an evil day right now. And so we have to be alert spiritually and naturally. Another thing we have to do, Shemaine, we have to pray right now like we've never prayed before. And that's not just a little 30-second bless me, Jesus prayer. That's a waking up, asking God to show us what's going on from his perspective and praying actively, as the scripture says, resisting the enemy. We have to begin to resist and fight back, or we're going to watch our nation overtaken.
Yeah, I didn't know that was two nights ago, because I mentioned to you earlier that two nights ago, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, could not go back to sleep, and I just prayed fervently. I feel like God is really nudging me, nudging so many others, which is why you water baptized me a couple of weeks ago. Talk about that and why water baptism is so important for us today.
Water baptism was one of the most profound journeys on your walk with Christ. So we got to do an awesome water baptism, and we had, I believe, almost 40 people got baptized in the ocean. We live in Naples, Florida, so it's awesome. We have water right here. But baptism goes back to this. If you remember, Jesus fasted for 40 days, and the Bible says the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And so he had his first punch out with Satan, and all of this connected with baptism, because you look at when Jesus was baptized and he came up from the waters, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." So we have words of identification. We have words of affirmation, which is what Christ needed before he was going to fight Satan. Because if you remember the three temptations that Satan tempted Jesus, he said, "If you are the Son of God." Well, we know that question was already answered, because the Father answered it for Christ at his water baptism. And there is profound things that happen, not only a burying of our old life in that water, but coming up and believing that God speaks words of blessing and affirmation over our life, and it prepares us for the fight we have ahead. So it is one of the most important parts of our journey in walking in obedience with Christ.
Well, I was baptized as a baby, but why as an adult is it even more important to be baptized?
Fantastic question. The Bible talks about baptism as a burial of the old man or the old self. So the Bible's very clear, for a person to get baptized, they have to first be born again. Jesus said, "Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So once someone asks Jesus by faith into their heart, then after that point, they're ready to be water baptized. Salvation comes first, because you cannot bury an old man until a new man has come alive inside of you. And that happens through a salvation experience.
Yes. I'm so grateful for having you in my life, Pastor Anthony, and being able to call you a friend and call you when I have questions about things. But what would you recommend for people who are new to spirituality, to the Bible? Where do they start? Where do they get started? You and I are going to be doing a spiritual warfare training, online training, coming up early 2024. But how do people get started into finding out more about God and having a better relationship with Jesus?
I think the Gospel of John is an excellent place to start, because the Gospel of John, he was writing to a Gentile community that did not know Christ. And in fact, I just today, wonderful encounter, a young man came out to our church. I believe he's 24 years old, came out two different services, was just touched by God. And we went out, had lunch, and he gave his life to Christ today for the first time. And he asked me that very question, where should I start in the Bible? I said, start in the Gospel of John, because in it we find out about Christ. And when you fall in love with Jesus, that's the best place to start, because your love for Christ is what not only should start your relationship with him, but it's what will push you through over the years.
I agree. And it's caused me, one thing that I want to make clear to everybody watching, and you already know this, it doesn't mean that we're perfect, that we got water baptized as adults. It doesn't mean that we're perfect, that we're Christians or that we read the Bible. It means that we're getting better. We want to have that relationship with God, and He is first and foremost in our lives. And I think there's a big misnomer, a misunderstanding about Christians. We think we're perfect.
Being a Christian means you know you're not perfect. That's the beauty of it, because we know that apart from Christ's righteousness, we have none. So it's the exact opposite. I need Jesus because I know I'm a sinner. And because I know I'm a sinner, I need a Savior. So Christians should be some of the most non-judgmental people. And the fact that, yes, we call sin sin, and that's what the Bible does. But I don't look down on anyone, because I came to Christ as a documented sinner who needed Jesus Christ. And that's where all of us stand. That's why the cross puts a level playing ground for every single individual.
I love that. Well, Pastor Anthony Thomas, thank you so much for joining me once again. And if you want to find out more about him, you can look up Tip of the Spear Church on YouTube, and you can watch all of his sermons there. Pastor Anthony, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Shemaine. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Coming up, a teacher union in Florida, they're trying to strong arm educators to joining their organizations, but my next guest is fighting back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, when I was growing up, we used to drink water out of the hose. Remember those days? The good old days. Nowadays, I would not do that in a million years. You know what's in the water? mRNA, volatile organic compounds, and just a little bit of arsenic. Yuck. I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's much healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Teachers in Florida say that their local unions are harassing them in an attempt to collect more members. The educators have reached out to the Freedom Foundation to help represent them in the workplace and in their complaint against the union. Joining us live now, Freedom Foundation attorney Allison Beattie. Allison, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
You are organizing a number of complaints against these unions and schools. Tell our viewers more about that.
Of course. So the local teachers union in Miami-Dade County, United Teachers of Dade, has been really aggressive this past school year in targeting teachers and really trying to make sure that they not only sign up for the union, but that they're signing up to have their dues deducted, and that all the teachers that they can reach are signed up and paying their union dues. And as a result, they've resorted to tactics such as coming into the schools during class time, calling teachers out of class to go to the teachers' lounge to speak to these union organizers, and even in one case, yelling at a teacher who is trying to use the teachers' lounge restroom in an effort to try to get her to pay union dues. So they've gotten very desperate down there to make sure that they have union membership be really strong, because unfortunately, there have been many decades of the local teachers union, United Teachers of Dade, not representing the teachers the way they would like to be represented. And they have very low support in the county among the teachers who they're representing. So that's what has led these two teachers in particular to reach out to the Freedom Foundation, was that they are, they're just really fed up with the harassment and the treatment that they've received. And they wanted to do what they could to try to correct the issue.
And your firm also helped teachers establish an independent coalition for representation. And why isn't this more widely available, or is it, and teachers just don't know about it?
It is widely available. Laws are different in every state, but in Florida in particular, a law was passed this past legislative session that now makes it easier for teachers and other public employees who are fed up with their current union to start their own independent local union option. So that's what a group of teachers in Miami-Dade County decided to do. They reached out to us over the summer and said, hey, we're trying to set up a new organization. We know that you all help public sector employees, and we would really appreciate your assistance with this. So we have helped them just for the course of their campaign against the local incumbent union. And it's been a really great partnership. We are helping them with their campaign and getting out the word and collecting showing of interest cards, which is key for a new employee organization to be doing. So yes, we've been in contact with them and working with them. There are other teachers unions who we have helped in the past and are currently helping. And there's definitely a lot of opportunities to do this, not just in Florida, but in other states as well. The Freedom Foundation has been involved for a long time in helping teachers get the education they need about their opportunity to opt out of their union if they want to, which is a constitutional right. There are a number, teachers all over the country and other public sector employees who have done that over the years. But at a certain point, sometimes they just get fed up with the union that is still representing them, even if they are no longer members of that union. So in those circumstances, certain groups have gotten together and decided, enough is enough. We want something that is a local teachers union in this case. And they want something where their dues money is just staying locally to help the teachers there and to actually do the representation work and not going to the state and national affiliates that are just spending their money on politics, be it, giving money to candidates or to promote education policies and other policies that teachers have no interest in. So there are a lot of teachers around the country, not just in Florida, but Florida's definitely been it's reached a different pitch, I would say, in the amount of opportunities that there are for local independent unions to get started.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. How can other teachers find out more about what you do and get involved?
Absolutely. They can visit freedomfoundation.com, and there is a specific page on the Miami-Dade Education Coalition, which is the group that we're working with in Miami-Dade County. They can also reach out to me over email. My email is on the website as well, abd@freedomfoundation.com. If anyone is interested in doing something like this for their own local teachers union, they can definitely reach out and we can help guide them and provide some resources if they need that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you and keep in touch.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, everybody, with the holidays approaching and people might not be eating the way that they should, there's one thing that you can do. There's a new candy bar. Well, actually, it's not a candy bar. It's called Kingdom Candy, and it's my new favorite meal replacement. It's got natural ingredients like spinach, kale, turmeric, and pink Himalayan sea salt. It's available in chocolate, peanut butter, and salted caramel crunch, and it's got an optimal dosing of healthy fats, proteins, and carbs, and it tastes great. You'd never, ever guess that this Kingdom Candy would be healthy for you. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, has essential minerals, fiber, and zero trans fat. Go to shopfmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shopfmidr.com and the code FAITH for a discount. Now to switch gears for a hunting story for you. On our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild program that's available on Pursuit Channel and every other hunting show that's out there, you often only see a few minutes of what actually takes place in the hunt. Well, recently I went out bow hunting and I just settled in and I didn't, really think that anything would show up. Oftentimes hours and hours, days and weeks and months go by and you don't see an animal. But this particular time, the other day, I had my head down reading my book, and this deer just appeared right in front of me. Well, I had to move the camera because I self-videotape, and it walked away, and because it heard me moving the camera, and it came back, which was astounding. And guys, guess what? I was able to get that buck. So that's your Queen of the Forest tip. You have to have patience, 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 and always be ready. Send me some funny pet videos at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Check out my website, shemainenugent.rocks. I'll be here every Sunday, and I hope you will too. As Esther 4:14 says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.